Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details and showtimes are online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics that you're listening to, yes. And we're coming to you from the Gateway Film Center.
Yeah.
Obviously, we got a lot of, what do they call, pedigreed films in the pipeline, John, for the holiday season. One of which is Out of the Furnace, starring Christian Bale.
Right.
The other one is Ben Stiller in The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, or it's just called Mitty, right?
Yeah, and let's...
Because every title needs shortened these days, like to one word.
And let's not forget the superior film in both cases is American Hustle.
Oh, yeah, right.
So we've got Bale double duty for us.
That's right.
We are really, really pleasantly... surprised.
So I thought instead of doing like a show about Christian Bale or a show about Ben Stiller, I thought let's try something different and do a sort of comparison and contrast of both of these careers, because they both of these guys have been in show business for a very long time. Christian Bale, you know, was a child actor in Empire of the Sun, Spielberg's film.
And Ben Stiller had a small role in Empire of the Sun.
Did he really?
Yes.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding you.
This is pure coincidence?
Yes.
That is bizarre.
So they started their careers
together. Is that right?
Together.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't know that. That's crazy.
I know.
Because we had this silly idea to talk about both these guys in the same show. I had no idea that was coming. So it's interesting. You know, Ben Stiller is the son of... Jerry Stiller
and Ann Mira,
great comedy duo. And, you know, early on, I can remember it being in college, John, and he had a show, the Ben Stiller Show, on the Fox network, and it was brilliantly funny. It was a really smart, informed sketch comedy show. There were a lot of knowing movie spoofs, and it was just a weird... Bob Odenkirk got his start on that show, and, along with Janine Garofalo, and it was such a great... program.
Well, he's been listed as one of the 50 brightest persons in Hollywood, and it's
very clear.
We
wouldn't know that, judging from his filmography.
But when you look at what he's done, including the directing, and he's directed, I think, some good films.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a multiply talented guy, and from a talented family, it has everything. But he plays these deadpan guys. He plays these guys with an ironic...
He's the nebbish.
Yes.
He's like a good-looking Woody Allen. Like, he's always doing that the nebbish shtick, and I love that personally. But so what happens is, you know, Ben Stiller showed all this promise as a comedian with that show, and I still don't feel like he's really realized that. Now, he hit it big with There's Something About Mary.
Yeah.
The Farrelly Brothers slob comedy, gross-out comedy, which ushered in that whole genre. At the same time, Christian Bale, who had been gone for so many years, you know, post-Empire of the Sun, shows up and does American Psycho.
Psycho, you got it. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know if those are the same year, but they're basically around the same time, no?
Well, just around the same. Right, yeah, I could...
So, I mean... There's Something About Mary is 1998. American Psycho is 2000. Both of those films change the trajectory of these guys' careers, right?
Yeah. And I think you have essentially two very different guys even from the get-go, where you're not quite sure whether Ben Stiller has brilliant actor in him. You're sure that he has a brilliant mind and quirky enough that we can figure out that it's not difficult to see how he could direct Tropic Thunder, for instance.
Yeah.
And in the case of Christian Bale, for me, a better comparison would be with Daniel Day-Lewis. Only Lewis is so spare with himself. We've got Christian Bale trying just about everything.
Right.
In American Hustle, he's playing a con man with a very comic line to it.
Yeah.
And yet in Out of the Furnace... He's you know, it's Deer Hunter,
well,
man.
What's interesting about the path that Bale has taken is that no one saw coming, I don't think, this brooding beefcake thing, you know, which suited him really well as Batman and some of the other roles that he's taken, like Out of the Furnace.
Well, let's not forget that one of the elements, although it's physical, is that he changes... himself so much, which comes partly from the fact mm-hmm. that he lived in three or four different countries with his parents, but also that he can change his body.
Yeah.
And so theoretically for Batman,
right.
he could change himself into that inside that suit. Mm-hmm. The machinist, he can go really thin.
Yeah, scarily so.
Right, and then put on 60 more pounds and do American Hustle, where mm-hmm. he's got a belly just floating all over the place. It's just yeah. amazing to me. But anyway, that's although that may tend to be superficial to look at it, it's an indication of how he puts himself into his role. And let's not forget the viral YouTube about him.
Oh yeah,
dressing
when he's
down the cinematographer.
Oh yeah, when he flips
holy,
out on the cinematographer.
Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
That's interesting. No such examples of Ben Stiller there.
No,
Ben Stiller. You know, I guess his toughest role to date would have been Greenberg. Would you agree?
Yeah, and it's the one I like least.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Because the character wasn't likable to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what if I'm sensing what you're saying is it stretches him to have Greenberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not Fockers.
Well, it's the darker version of Ben Stiller. It's the
yeah,
you know
yeah.
Ben Stiller's primarily, again, the disappointment as an early fan of his lies in the fact that he really kind of veered away from There's Something About Mary type of comedies and became
sure.
like Eddie Murphy, the you know, the guy who was peddling family comedies, Night at the Museum.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Madagascar.
But you know, these are franchises.
Mm-hmm.
And they must make him a half a billionaire by now.
Right.
But Bale himself has a franchise.
Yeah. Well, he had one.
Yeah. That's right. Is he out of Batman?
Yeah, he's no longer
yeah.
Batman.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and well,
and
Stiller,
that's the difference, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
between
Stiller
the two?
Stiller has more franchises.
Right.
Right? Stiller has Night at the Museum, Meet the Parents.
Madagascar.
Right.
But he doesn't have the gravity of Bale. Which is
now one would say, you know, we're wasting our time comparing these two guys because one is essentially a comedian and the other is a dramatic actor. But I think the connective tissue here is the paths that different talents take and how commercial success can push and or pull those talents in different directions.
Sure.
And you know, I think with MIDI, we're going to see Ben Stiller trying to push back into a more thoughtful direction. And Bale is just, he's at the top of his game.
Sure.
He's experiencing everything. I think he learned his lesson with, he attempted to tackle another franchise outside
Terminator.
Terminator. It didn't work for him.
Good one.
You know, he was supposed to play the Terminator.
Okay.
He was supposed to play the
All
Terminator
right.
in there, but he you know, got his fingers in there and start trying to change things around, and he became the John Connor part, which really derailed the whole concept of that movie. Anyway, you see my point.
I do, and you can see where directing might be in Bale's future if he has the temperament for it, judging from that viral video.
Well, he must.
Right.
Yeah, that seems
And the
like...
fact that you can't look at him or talk to him when he gets out of his helicopter.
Oh, is that right? Is he one of those guys?
He's Babs. He's a different version of Babs.
Really? He's like
yeah.
Madonna.
Oh, I know.
The help can't look you in the eyes.
And if you listen to that viral and hear how he dresses down that cinematographer for probably
really,
at least
I thought he would
five
have
minutes.
Learned his lesson from that.
But anyway, say if you listen to that, you can see where his temperament is. Whereas Stiller, I really like this MIDI.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you want a happy couple of hours at a movie with something that's somewhat witty, and of course coming from Thurber, it does have some depth to it. But it's a nice piece, and
yeah.
it's not his goofy previous stuff.
Right.
It's a more serious take.
Well, I got to tell you, I kind of like when Ben Stiller flexes his weird muscles. You'll remember Zoolander.
I knew you were going to go
and
there.
Zoolander was as close to the Ben Stiller show as he'd gotten in movies. Now, I don't know if you'll recall, but that came out in September of 2000, the same, you know, just a week or so after 9/11 happened. Was 9/11 2000 or 2001?
2001.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. It's standing right here. Let me correct that. I don't know if you'll recall, but Zoolander came out in September of 2001, just a week or two after the 9/11 attacks. And so it was
Ooh.
Very quickly forgotten.
Yeah, right.
It underperformed. And it took a really long time for Ben Stiller to revisit something quite as silly as that. I think Tropic Thunder is as silly as it gets post There's Something
and
About
And don't
Mary.
Forget that in the year 2004, where he must have had five films come out. This is really cranking away.
Yeah.
He received more Razzies than any other actor in the history of cinema. Four of those five. The only one wasn't the star.
You can get more of those in 1 year?
Yeah, he got four nominations.
Man, I think they would just give you one lump Razzie.
No, but anyway, so it kind of confirms what he said. He's very uneven in the acting category.
Yeah.
And I certainly like him a little bit better in the director
category. Well, I think, maybe he's found a nice little new niche for himself. And Bale has found one as well. He has found this nice little relationship with David O. Russell,
yes,
who directed him to an Oscar in The Fighter,
yeah,
and now he's in American Hustle.
Yep.
And I think the same is true for David O. Russell as a director. I think he's found his crew, you know, his go-to cast.
And don't forget some other roles like the role in The Fighter. He playing the brother.
I just said he just got an Oscar for that.
Okay, good. Thank you. So I think that when you look at his filmography,
mm-hmm,
it's far more impressive to me on the artistic side for what he does well,
sure,
which is being an actor. But if you look at Stiller, not only is an enormously wealthy man, if you look at the pages and pages of his filmography,
yeah,
from TV to film, and then what you're suggesting about Ben Stiller still looking for a place for himself.
Yeah, he's still looking for that artistic,
yeah,
reward, right?
Yeah. And
just goes to show you that comedy's harder.